Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second?
Yes. This is the Black Real Estate Dialogue. And the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors.
Shout out to our show sponsors, Mint Inc. Mint stands for the Minority Interdisciplinary Networking Team. Mint empowers young minority professionals with an interdisciplinary network for learning, collaboration, and the development of entrepreneurial ventures. Follow them on Instagram at MintInc_USA and look out for the next issue of Mint Mag.
So you want to start a podcast, huh? Well, we got something to help you. The Black Real Estate Dialogue brings you the How to Start a Successful Podcast on a Budget with No Experience ebook and webinar bundle.
We are controlling transmission.
Come and put info into action as we show you the step-by-step process to sharing your successful podcast on a budget. This bundle is full of the exact details, social media hacks, and podcasting process we've used to gain 13,000 downloads and over 10,000 Instagram followers. But that's not all. As a bonus, you'll receive the exact super trackers we use to stay organized and free access to our private Facebook group designed to help you execute. Make sure you click that link now because there is an audience for you to reach. The How to Start a Successful Podcast on a Budget with No Experience, the ebook and webinar bundle presented by the Black Real Estate Dialogue.
Do you really think investing in real estate is too expensive? Well, you wrong about that. Presenting a beginner's guide to buying your first out-of-state property, a Black Real Estate Dialogue course. That's right, it's the new course presented by the Black Real Estate Dialogue, teaching you how to develop the investor's mindset, the advantages of investing out of state, getting your finances in order, finding the right location, assembling your team, creating financing strategies, how to find and analyze properties, how to find tenants, real-life case studies, and so much more in bonus content.
Oh yeah, did we mention you have lifetime access?
My goodness! If you have dreams of buying a property out of state but have no idea where to start, well, this is the guide for you. Learn the tips from someone with firsthand experience.
Hi, everyone. Happy New Year. Welcome to the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast, episode 55. We are back. I'm so excited about this year. I hope you all had a safe and happy holiday and that the new year is off to a great start for you. Several announcements before we get into today's episode. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe on whichever platforms you're listening to this on. This greatly helps us to reach more people and also move up in the rankings. Sign up for our email list. By signing up for this email list, you'll receive discounts, additional content, resources, and so much more. The link to that is in the show notes. This episode is sponsored by the Black Real Estate Dialogue Real Estate Investing Community, also known as the BREAD Real Estate Investing Community. You'll learn more about real estate from peers daily within the group Slack channel. We have guest speakers, check-ins, and so much more. The link to that is in the show notes below. We have an amazing lineup for this month. We'll be learning about flipping houses, inexpensive markets, creative real estate financing strategies, and I'll be leading a session talking about how to analyze a market all in January. So I'm very excited for that. Also, shout out to our show sponsor, Buy Back the Block LA. The mission of Buy Back the Block LA is to educate our community on the value of practicing group economics and building generational wealth. They focus on real estate as the main tool to building generational wealth and will take you from beginner to investor by educating you on the ins and outs of investing and giving you the tools you need to empower your family and your community. Every month, they hold a meetup educating the community on real estate investing, financial literacy, generational wealth, and group economics. Their new ebook, Section 8 Rentals Made Easy, is in the show notes below, so you can definitely feel free to grab it there. It's an excellent resource. To learn more, visit them on IG at buybacktheblockla and at buybacktheblockla.com. So a few new things before we get into this episode. I'm excited to announce our Patreon program. So this is an opportunity for you all to gain early access to episodes, bonus content, discounts on merch, and so much more. And so if you'd like to become an official patron, visit patreon.com/blackrealestatedialogue to join, or you can visit the link in the show notes. Lastly, we also launched a text list, a VIP text list. So this text list, you'll get the latest updates on what's happening, most likely sooner than everyone else. It's free. So if you want to join, text BRED to 21,000 to join our free VIP text list. I'm very excited to connect with you all in that way. So this is my first solo episode in a while. I wanted to kick the year off with this episode. There's a lot of changes on my end. I visited my property about a month or so ago, as some of you may know if you've been keeping up. And I also fired my property manager. So I'm excited to just share about my experience and what it's been like, and you know, looking forward to hopefully making more solo episodes this year. So back in November, I got back to Hialeah, where my property is at, for the first time since visiting in 2019. Some of you may know, if you've been keeping up since then, I've never actually been inside the property. You know, I'd seen pictures from the inspection report and things of that nature and the listing and stuff, but I'd never actually been inside. So for me, I'm like, all right, I actually want to like touch it, feel it, like go inside and check things out. And so, you know, the goal of my visit was to really reacquaint myself with the city, document some of the things that motivated me to invest there. And of course, you know, checking out my property. And, you know, in the coming weeks, I'll have a video, kind of a vlog from my time over there. But I also wanted to connect with a woman who I met on Bigger Pockets. You know, she has helped me a lot. She's done drive-bys for me. She lives in the city, a Black woman. She's helped me out a lot. So I wanted to also connect with her as well. And, you know, she's always been a great source of advice. So that's kind of why I wanted to go on the trip. And so throughout the trip, I did multiple drive-bys for other people I know who invest in the city, which was cool. I got to get around different parts of the city that I haven't really been to. So that was cool. And of course, like helping people out that I know, helping my friends out, acquaintances and people I know from the internet. That was good. I also toured various parts of the city. You know, there are several historic districts near where my property is at, which I was not aware of until I got there. You know, you see the signs, it says whatever historic district. And, you know, I was able to see a lot of the revitalization taking place in those areas. So it's nice that my property is kind of near where a lot of those things are taking place. Like some of the stuff I knew, but a lot of things I didn't realize till I got there. And so, you know, even on the block where my place is at, there was an abandoned house across the street that I saw guys working on. So, you know, I think it's good to know that things are being built up in the city and built up where my property is. And so the first roadblock came pretty much almost immediately. So I got there on Saturday. I had emailed the property manager the week before or 2 weeks before. I said, hey, I'm going to be here. I would like somebody to do a walkthrough with me. And so the day they were supposed to meet me, something came up. You know, they told me they had a lot of tenant issues and we had to reschedule, you know, which I was fine with. You know, I understand things happen. Mondays, I'm sure, you know, different tenant issues from the weekend may arise. So they offered for me to go to and meet the tenant by myself, which I was not really comfortable with because it's like, they don't know me. Like, you know, I'm just some random Black guy coming to the crib, you know? So I didn't really feel comfortable with that at the time. There's a lot of back and forth of me trying to like get in touch with them. They honestly didn't really seem interested in helping me. It's almost like I was bothering them. That's how I felt. It's like, you know, I came thousands of miles away to check on my property, which I'm paying you to manage. But, you know, it's like, I felt like I was bothering. You ever get that feeling where you feel like you're bothering somebody when you're trying to get some help? So that's how I felt. And so, like I said, I was thinking to myself, like, I'm paying y'all each month. You should be going out of your way to make sure I'm good, to make sure, you know, I'm comfortable, to make sure I can access the property that I own. And so, you know, they told me that they were only available the day I was scheduled to leave. And I told them, like, I got a flight early in the morning. I can't make it. And so the woman who I know from Bigger Pockets, we had met for dinner the day before I was set to leave. And she said, text them and tell them if you can go there when the tenant gets back from home, gets back from work. And she said, I'll come with you so you feel more comfortable. I'm like, all right, cool. So I did that. They coordinated with the tenant and I was finally able to get inside. You know, I was kind of nervous naturally because it's like, I don't know, like I'm a Black guy and I mean, I own a house, but like, you know, it's a white tenant. Like you just don't know how people are going to be, what they're going to be like, how they're going to perceive you, you know, how they're going to feel like, you know, oh, the owner of this property is a young black guy. Like, you just don't know. So I was finally able to get inside and she was actually really nice. You know, she's like, oh, you look kind of young. I'm like, yeah, I'm pretty young. I didn't want to tell her my age, but she was very nice. You know, she mentioned that her and her family love the house. I think it's her son and her daughters. They're kind of back and forth. So she mentioned they love the house. The house is in great condition. You know, she kind of told us like her whole life story. But, you know, one thing that I did not expect her to say is that she was homeless before she moved into the property. And, you know, for me, you know, that meant a lot to me. You know, she hasn't missed a payment. She's been a great tenant. She's pretty low maintenance. And, you know, that meant a lot to me. And I think that's one of the greatest parts of real estate, just being able to provide clean and safe housing for people. You know, yeah, you know, cash flow is great. All those things, they're cool. But, you know, I think just giving people good, safe housing that they can live in dignity, you know, I think that's important. And, you know, I told her I appreciated her patience with the fence because my fence, part of the fence was basically collapsed. I didn't know about it for a long time. And when I found out about it, I kind of got on the property manager to fix it. And she was just so patient. She has several dogs. So it's like, you know, she has kids. So, and I was just pretty bothered by that because, you know, it's like people deserve to live in dignity. And that's like a reflection of me. That's a reflection of like where she lives. Like people want to be proud of where she lives. And these folks just let the fence lay down for months before I even found out about it. But she's taking great care of the property. She walked us through. It's really big. The yard is really big. It looks like way bigger than it did online. But she walked us through all the rooms. Like everything's in good condition. And, you know, I appreciate that. You know, I appreciate that. Like, you know, you would expect somebody with dogs. Maybe it might be a mess, holes everywhere. But it was great. Everything looked great. So it was great. I got to connect with her. She said she wants to stay there longer. I'll talk more about that in a bit. But yeah, it felt good. It felt good to finally lay my eyes on the property. Like it really hit different just being there. Cause you know, when you're so far away and you know, you're just receiving the income and you're not really connected. But you know, I felt a great sense of accomplishment just going back and seeing everything. And it was a different feeling coming back to the city as an owner. So, you know, I'm very thankful, very grateful for that. And she's great. She's a great tenant. You know, I hope she stays as long as possible. So yeah, it was a good visit. I'm glad I had an opportunity to finally see the property the day before I left. And, you know, I'm glad for the network. You know, the internet is a powerful thing. And, you know, I never met this woman in person who I met on Bigger Pockets, but we text sometimes, we talk on Bigger Pockets inbox sometimes. And, you know, I would never have imagined that she would come to visit the property with me. And she kind of helped to put the woman at ease because like I'm a man, right? So she, you know, was making conversation, just making her feel more at ease, more comfortable. But I never thought she would help me in that way. So that just shows the power of networking. That shows the power of the internet. So I fired my property manager, y'all. I finally did it. You know, I've been talking about it. If you've been keeping up or you've spoken to me, it's something I've been talking about. But I've been debating it for some months now, and I'm not gonna lie to you. I've been a bit nervous to do it because I'm not there. I don't live there. And, you know, this last experience was the last straw. It's like, all right, you gonna fire them or you're not? You know, there's people who have told me get rid of them. And I was just nervous. I'm transparent enough to mention that to you. And the main issue has been that the communication has gotten progressively worse ever since I signed on with them. You know, when I first got with them, people were getting back to me quick, but it just got worse and worse and worse and worse. There's only been one major repair, and that took forever to take action on. The only reason I found out about it is because the tenant, so tenants submit work orders. If you're a tenant, you know, you're familiar with this. So it's through the online system, you submit a repair or something like that, or something that's wrong. They started including that in my monthly income statements. And that's the only reason I found out about it. They didn't tell me about it. Like I said, hey, what's going on? What's up with this? They took several months to fix it. And they finally did fix it. Like I got there, the fence looked good enough. But I'm like, you know, it was inexcusable. Like it's just a lot of follow up. Like I'm reaching out, trying to get updates. It's like I'm an afterthought. So, you know, that was one of the main reasons. But the reason that I did sign on with them is because I didn't have to pay them a fee. So typically with property managers, you may have to pay a fee, like part of the first rent or first month rent, whatever, to the property manager as a fee for finding a tenant. With this company, I didn't have to pay a fee because they worked with like the company I bought the house from. So I'm like, you know what? You know, I'll do it for a year. If they're not good, I'll just end the relationship, which I'm doing now. So I sent them the notice in December, and we'll be officially separated in February 1st. But yeah, you know, hey, on the flip side, I also realized that they probably manage over 100 properties, but at the end of the day, like, enough is enough. You have to make sure your internal communication, your internal systems are strong. You know, like, whether I have one property with you, whether I have 10 properties with you, I feel like each customer, each client should have a good experience. And I just didn't have that. And when I let them know, like, it's kind of like very transactional. I was like, all right, here are the next steps. Boom. And that's it. You put me in touch with the tenant and that's it. So I thought about getting another property manager. There is a Black woman I know who's an agent and also a property manager in the city. I reached out to her. She's at capacity of the number of properties she wants to manage at one time. I think she just does it on her own. And I'm like, you know what? I don't feel like interviewing. You know, I'll just go ahead and self-manage. And I decided to do that because I did not feel like interviewing more property managers. I didn't feel like going through this again. And again, it's one property. There's no major repairs that need to be done. You know, all the property manager really is doing at this point is transferring money. You know, there, you know, might be a little repair here and there. I can just get a handyman, coordinate with the tenant. Like, I know enough people to where, you know, if I need a handyman to go fix something, you know, I can do it. My tenant is self-sufficient. She's great. She hasn't missed a payment. You know, I'm not increasing the rent. She wants to stay 6 more months. She just signed the lease this past Sunday. I want her to stay as long as possible. I got her a gift card as a thank you for being a great tenant, a $100 Amazon gift card she can use for her family or whatever she wants. Like, I'm trying to do the little things now to make her want to stay, to make it a good experience for her. You know, she said she wants to continue to make this house a home for her and her family. And I want to provide that, you know. For me, I'm not so worried about the cash flow and increasing the rent every year. Like, I don't mind keeping the rent the same if she stays there. If she leaves and I have to turn the unit, that's going to be maybe that, you know, I'll have to cross that bridge when I get there. But I know I at least have her locked in till the end of June. And I really hope she stays for the long term. You know, she really likes the house. Her family likes it. Her daughters love it. The dogs, of course, I'm sure love the yard. So, you know, my mission now is to make her stay as long as possible. So I'm going to be studying up, probably listen back to all episodes to see what other people do to make their tenants feel good. So, yeah, like I said, she hasn't missed a payment. It's literally pretty hands off. If she needs something, she can submit it through the system. And I decided to use Cozy.co, which is actually a resource I learned about through the podcast. So I learned it one of our earlier, actually multiple guests, but remember pretty early on, we had guests who use Cozy.co. So yeah, I set her up on it. Set her up for a first payment to be due in February. So she'll pay the rent there. She'll submit any repair requests there. I honestly don't anticipate much communication with her. Like I said, she's good. There's nothing wrong with the property. So definitely, you know, I'll make sure to keep you all updated, but I like doing these episodes because transparency is important, right? A lot of times in real estate, people talk about the highlights, people talk about all the cash flow and what's going well, but I think it's important to talk about when things don't work out. And just because things don't work out doesn't mean you shouldn't be an investor or real estate is a scam. It just means that there's something you need to learn. You need to adjust. Like with me, I could easily have said, oh my gosh, the property manager is terrible. Real estate is not for me. I'm just going to quit. But it's like, no, what's the next best option? Try to find a property manager. I had one that I would be open to, who I trust, who I'll be open to having manage my property. She's not available. What's the next best thing? I'm going to self-manage. Is it daunting? Is it a little bit scary? Yes. But when I break it down, she's literally just, the only time I'll have to really think is when there's a small repair that might need to be done. And in the lease, she's pretty much responsible for everything, all the appliances, all the utilities, repairs, unless they're like serious. Like if it's plumbing issue or something like that, I'll take care of it. But pretty much everything else she can just fix and she's done it. So it's really hands off. My job is just to make her want to stay there as long as possible. But, you know, I say all that to say, like, you can't just give up, right? You can't give up when you face adversity. You can't give up when business relationships or things don't work out. You take the lesson from it and you move on. So I'm excited. You know, I have 10% increase in my cash flow. But yeah, that's the story. Let me know if you have any questions. I'll definitely keep you updated. Probably do periodic segments at the beginning of episodes, just letting you know how the self-managing is going. Like I said, that starts next month. And we'll see, you know, hopefully things go over smoothly with the property management company. But yeah, thank you all for listening to this episode. And don't forget, if you want the latest updates on what's happening at the Black Real Estate Dialogue, text BRED to 21,000 to join our free VIP text list. Also, if you want to gain access to discounts, to extra content, to early content, don't forget to go to patreon.com/blackrealestatedialogue to become a patron or visit the link in our show notes. So once again, Happy New Year to you all. I hope you are all safe. I hope your families are all doing well. Until next time, I look forward to talking to you all soon.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue and on Twitter at Bred Podcast. That's BRED Podcast. Until next time.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.